This is WFYI News Now. It's October 16th, and I'm Darian Benson. Each day, our local and statewide teams bring you the news you need to stay informed in Central Indiana. Coming up, the United Auto Workers strike enters a new phase.
I think people have appreciated that this new strategy is getting us to places that we haven't been for 15 years, maybe didn't think we could get to.
But first, these headlines. Open enrollment for Medicare has started and runs through December 7th. A state Medicare assistance program is hosting a series of events to help people in Indiana navigate the open enrollment period. The Indiana Department of Insurance's State Health Insurance Assistance Program, or SHIP, is hosting presentations and other events to prepare eligible Hoosiers to select coverage for 2024. SHIP will offer one-on-one health insurance counseling at select locations throughout the state, with virtual appointments also available. Visit shiphelp.org for more information. Republican State Representative Donna Shibley recently announced she will not run for re-election next year. Shibley represents parts of Boone and Hamilton counties. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports she's the third lawmaker this cycle to announce they won't seek another term.
Shibley will have served 10 years in the State House when her term ends in 2024. In a statement, she did not explain the reason for her decision, instead thanking her constituents and noting that serving in the legislature was a privilege. During her time in the House, Shibley worked on health care issues, including measures aimed at price transparency and lowering costs. She also pushed legislation to strengthen protections for victims of sexual assault. Shibley is the third lawmaker this year to announce they won't run for re-election. Over the six State House election cycles from 2012 to 2022, an average of 11 lawmakers each cycle opted not to run for re-election or a different office. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
The Midwest Alliance for Clean Hydrogen is one of seven hydrogen hubs to receive funding from the federal government. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports these regional hubs are multi-state groups made up of industries and researchers that will pull resources to make hydrogen energy on a large scale, including some projects in Indiana.
The goal of the hubs is to power industries that have a hard time lowering their greenhouse gas emissions, like steel and aviation. But how clean that hydrogen will be depends on the energy used to make it. Mach H2 will use cleaner sources like renewable energy and nuclear, but also natural gas, which contributes to climate change. That concerns groups like the Indiana Conservation Voters. Executive Director Chris Chung says the proposal is a step in the right direction, but it needs to go further. He says it's important that industry involve communities most affected by fossil fuel pollution in the conversation.
And really try and figure out the best solution for Indiana. And oftentimes that is the cleanest one.
The U.S. Department of Energy says together these regional clean hydrogen hubs should lower emissions equal to taking more than 5 million gas-powered cars off the road every year. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
In Indianapolis, Damien Center will create an intensive outpatient program to provide treatment for substance use disorders and co-occurring mental health disorders. Alan Witchie is president and CEO of the nonprofit, which provides services to people living with or at risk of HIV. He says the nonprofit has traditionally offered individual care, but the new program will offer group support.
When you have a substance use disorder, you need as much support as you can to be successful. And these extra new pieces will provide that to people in this community that otherwise would not get it.
Witchie says the program targets people of color who have historically not had equitable access to behavioral health care. The program will also hire two peer recovery specialists and expand access to medication assistance recovery, increase testing for HIV and hepatitis, and provide funding for harm reduction kits. The program is funded by a $2.5 million federal grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Enrollment in the program is expected to begin in January. Our final story is an update on the UAW strike. The United Auto Workers strike strategy has been mostly predictable over the last 4 weeks. On Fridays, the union would announce which plants would go on strike based on how well the week's negotiations went. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahireyes reports that pattern is ending.
The union aims to push General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis to concede more faster rather than making offers minutes before the strike announcements. Now, any plant could strike at any time with little warning. Holly Murphy represents GM workers in Fort Wayne as president of UAW Local 2209.
As leadership, we do hope we get a heads up that we're going out so we can get everybody prepared. Mm-hmm. We're prepared here as a local, but just calm the nerves and chaos.
Derek Cronin is president of UAW Local 440 in Bedford. He says he's seeing some anxiety, but also excitement about the results.
I think people have appreciated that this new strategy is getting us to places that we haven't been for 15 years, maybe didn't think we could get to.
Cronin says he thinks members are eager to see some more tangible results of the strategy in contract language. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.
That's it for today's episode of WFYI News Now. We bring you the headlines on demand so you can be informed and up to date when you need it. WFYI News Now is a product of WFYI and reported by our Central Indiana, statewide, and regional news teams. It's produced by the following people who live in your community: Aubriana Heron, Kendall Antron, and me, Darian Benson. Our news director is Sarah Neal Estes. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share. And find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.